The might of Higher Mendicill no enemy dared to contest during the remainder of his long reign. He was king for 134 years, the longest reign but one of all the line of Anarion. In his day, Gondor reached the summit of its power. The realm then extended north to Celebrant and the southern eaves of Mirkwood, west to the Grey Flood, east to the inland sea of Rûn, south to the river Harnon, and thence along the coast to the peninsula and haven of Umbar. The men of the Vales of Anduin acknowledged its authority, and the kings of the Harad did homage to Gondor, and their sons lived as hostages in the court of its king. Mordor was desolate, but was watched over by the great fortresses that guarded the passes. So ended the line of the ship-kings. At Tarnatar Alcarin, son of Higher Mendicill, lived in great splendour, so that men said, "Precious stones are pebbles in Gondor for children to play with." But Atanatar loved ease, and did nothing to maintain the power that he had inherited, and his two sons were of like temper. The waning of Gondor had already begun before he died, and was doubtless observed by its enemies. The watch upon Mordor was neglected. Nonetheless, it was not until the days of Valakar that the first great evil came upon Gondor, the civil war of the kin strife, in which great loss and ruin was caused and never fully repaired.